Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. In our call to worship, we are continuing to walk through the last verses of Matthew chapter 28 as the Lord speaks to His disciples and His final message to them before He ascends back into heaven, explaining to them their ministry, letting them know that all power has been given unto Jesus Christ and He supplies the power that we need to be able to minister in this world. And we looked that we are to go, we are to teach all nations, that is, make disciples of all nations. We're to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are to teach them, didasko, which means to explain, to expound, to enjoin. And then we're told what they're to teach. And that's what we're going to look at today. We're told that teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That word observe is very interesting. And it has the idea, tereo is the Greek word, and it means to guard, to keep close. To keep close. I think the best way to keep that in mind is mothers with their kids or dads with their kids. I was out at the ballpark on Friday evening, and there was a dad that had his son, and his son just took off like a rocket toward the parking lot, and he called out his name, and the boy stopped. And he said, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to the truck." And he took off again. And he said, "Stop." And the boy stopped. "Turn around and come back to me." He turned around and came back. I was just like, you know, I was in a state of shock. And he told his son, "You don't run off without daddy telling you what to do." He had taught that boy some discipline to listen to his voice. But he wanted that boy close to him. That's what it means to guard, tereo. It means to bring it close and keep it close. We are to observe the commandments that God has given. We're to keep them close. You know, I've been told that there is enough laws on the books that the United States Congress has passed in the existence of Congress that would fill up several classrooms from floor to ceiling. Many of them are not in force anymore. Some of them have to do with the care of horses in Washington, D.C. Where you tie your horse up, where you're not allowed to tie. There's a lot of those things that are arcane, they're archaic, that some of them have not been purged from the books. So I'm not riding a horse in Washington, D.C., I can tell you. You just never know when somebody's liable to enforce something that's been on the books since the 1810s. You know, you just don't know. But there are a lot of laws on the books, and many of them you and I don't know. They're not close. They're not guarded. Now, we love the Ten Amendments, and we seek to guard those. Those are special guarantees that were included in the Constitution of the United States. The only way you're going to keep them is to keep them close. Make them special. And God wants us to take His commands this morning and throughout our lives and guard them. Keep them close. Whatever He's commanded, keep them close. Keep those words ever in our ears. If you do that, you'll be able to walk with the Lord like you're supposed to. You'll be in the center of His will. But if they're just distant memory type things, you will not. And God wants us to teach others, to enjoin others, to observe God's commands. May we be faithful in doing what God's commanded us to do.